Thank you. That also gives me an excellent opportunity to welcome you very warmly to the chair of this expert group. We're very happy to that you're chairing this important meeting. I would also like to join others in thanking the authors of the different working papers that have been presented so far, and the US and Canada for their excellent introductions. On the first of the US papers, I think it is very important to underline the linkages we have with other players in the public health, animal health area. I think that not least after, and many other speakers have also mentioned the Ebola outbreak as an example. At that time, there were many of us who were thinking, what if this had been a deliberate outbreak? How would we have, what implications would that have had? It also highlighted that public health, the public health sector would probably be the first to deal with such an outbreak, and the as stated by Spain, it would then at some point turn into something where another type of response would be required, because if it was a case of deliberate event. And it's very important to point to these linkages. Sweden is participating in the global health security agenda, which of course looks at ways to decrease the risk of outbreaks of contagious disease, whether these are naturally occurring because of accidents or deliberate in nature. And we think this is a very good approach. In fact, Swedish experts have also contributed to several of the joint external evaluations in different countries. When we look at the issue of coordination, and here we're talking maybe about the second of the US papers and very much about the Canadian working paper, we certainly agree with those who say that coordination and preparation would be very important in order to ensure an effective implementation of Article 7 if that would be come into play. We would also agree with the statement by the Canadian delegate that it is a little bit difficult to see the circumstances where Article 7 of the Biological Weapons Convention would be the first instance that the international community would turn to in order to deal with such an outbreak. But it can very much happen, and I think that the fact that luckily this has so far not happened and may not happen in the foreseeable future does not mean that we shouldn't prepare. And I think it is very important that this we use this meeting to try to move forward, and I'm very much looking forward to, on the one hand, proposals that will be discussed, more concrete proposals that will be discussed in the coming 2 days for how such preparations for and coordination could be moved forward, and also the different presentations that we will have by relevant players here like the WHO and also the OPCW. Of course, the lesson learned from the OPCW is very much that what would actually happen in the turn when assistance in the field would be called for will depend very much on the circumstances, where it happens, and which players we would come into play, how active would the recipient country be, what the security situation. So there are a lot of factors that we would have to look at when we start going into how we can standardize some of our responses. I think I will leave it there, and I'm very much looking forward to the continued deliberations. Thank you.